And it's another Amphere App special, an emergency Amphere App special, to coin a Rob Gutman quote. And it's someone very familiar to the Amphere App that we've got on tonight, Joel Sanderson Murray, who is a freelance football writer for One Football, which you may not have known because you'll hear his lovely dulcet tones on shows like AFQ Football and Wildcards and Alphabet Soup and things to that nature. But Joel is actually based in Germany, based out of Berlin, writing about the Bundesliga. So who better for us to get on tonight to talk about Wataru Endo? And Joel, I mean, you're a Liverpool fan as well, so you must have sort of had, I guess a particular reaction to seeing the links to Wataru tonight.
Yeah, it was one of excitement, mate, to be honest, because, sort of been watching the Bundesliga for, a fair few years, and just through being a fan, maybe trying to be a bit too hipstery, but also through working and like, when you sort of, you like of, other sports, other football leagues, and you take a liking, a particular liking to certain players, and Wataru Endo was certainly one of them. And when I saw the news broke and, get sort of the Romano tweets pop up on my timeline, I was like texting like all my sort of work colleagues, like, this is it, this is the one. It's like we're sort of trying to get Taylor Swift tickets. You're like, oh, I'm buzzing about this, like texting everyone, absolutely like ecstatic, because like a massive fan of the player, just through watching him, and they just become his, his style. I'm sure we're going to talk about him in more detail, but never would have thought, Liverpool, the team I support, to be interested in him. And then when it's sort of it's all come about tonight, kind of like, actually, that makes a lot of sense. Like, why haven't you thought about it before? And I can understand the sort of, just going off my own timeline is a bit of a apprehension and trepidation towards it. Which again is understandable, because you see a 30-year-old lad get linked to Liverpool, or looks like he's going to sign for Liverpool, and coming off the back of the context of us trying to sign Moses Caicedo the other day, it can be a bit of, a bit of, I don't know, lead balloon or something. But I think personally, just going off my opinion and the opinion of a lot of people watching the Bundesliga, this is a sign that makes a lot of sense, and I think there's a reason for people to get excited about, to be honest.